Good morning, Orizel here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to continue our study in the book of Jonah, and we are in Jonah chapter 4. But before we get started, I just wanted to just have a quick reflection on today's day being Friday, the Good Friday. And it's kind of contradicting, it says Good Friday, but it was the day where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died at the cross for our sins. It may be Good Friday for us, but perhaps it was not a Good Friday for him. But yet, it might have been because he conquered death by dying at the cross. He resurrected on the third day. And so we are grateful and we honor him and glorify him for that reason, that he took control of death. Death has no victory over us, and it had no victory over him. And so we should be thankful for this day and have a desire to worship him today and every day of our lives for the sacrifice that he did at the cross for our sins, for evil doing, for disregard for all our sins. He desired to surrender his life at the cross. He knew that it was going to be hard. And yet he asked the Father that if it was his will, he wanted, if it was his will to take out, to pass the cup from him. But he said also that if it was his, that your will be done, he said to the Father. Your will be done. And it was the will of God for him to die at the cross for all our sins. He called Abba Father. He called his Father when he was at the cross because it was a serious death. It was something that rarely anyone could overcome or feel. And yet he resisted it and gave his life. Nobody killed him. He gave his life at the cross for us so that he can be victorious, so that we can celebrate him every day and be thankful for what he has done. So let's continue with Jonah chapter 4 and see what the Lord instructs us and teaches us. So Jonah chapter 4 verse 1, it says, "But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry." And Jonah, I'm going to stop there. So Jonah was displeased that the people of Nineveh they were forgiven. The calamity didn't come to them. And he was upset that God forgave them. For no reason. He had no reason to be mad. Other than he knew that God was, as it says in verse 2, that God was gracious and compassionate God. And he knew that God was going to forgive him, and he didn't want to go on. So I'm going to read it through. Let's continue. Verse 2. "He prayed to the Lord and said, 'Please, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to reinstall this, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity.'" So he knew from Judah or Israel, where he was, that God was a forgiving Father, that he had mercy upon people, even though they didn't follow him, even though they were far from him. He had compassion on them. So it's the same with us today. The Lord, doesn't matter what are we doing, what are we facing, what we have done, God has compassion over us. And he had compassion 2,000 years ago. Excuse me, for all humanity, Jesus Christ died at the cross for us in a day such as this. And so God had compassion towards the Ninevites, and so he has compassion over us. He gave victory to Jesus when he resurrected on the third day, so that we can become resurrected in him when we accept him, when we follow him, and we have a new redeeming life in him. So I'm going to continue. Verse 3 says, "Therefore, O Lord, please take my life from me, for death is better to me than life." Isn't that something? He rather died than to see the compassion that God had towards the Ninevites, to see how he rescued them. Sometimes we are selfish. Sometimes we don't want others. We don't want our enemies to be saved, or somebody who might insult us or might say something bad. Had a situation, or not a situation, I heard of a story of a lady who complained about a teacher. And the lady wrote a note complaining, a very detailed and long note about complaining about the teacher. And so the teacher was compassionate. She just gave more grace to the student. Some of us, even myself, will say, we will shake off our feet as apostles did, but they did it for other reason. But the teacher had compassion over this student that complained, because she was sharing some Christian music. And so so the student complained to the owner of the place, and so, but God had compassion over this student and grace unto the teacher. She gave more grace to the student, even though it might finalize her employment, but God extended grace on them. So let's continue. Verse 4 says, "The Lord said, do you have good reason to be angry? When Jonah went out from the city and sat east..." No, sorry. "Then Jonah went out from the city and sat east of it. There he made a shelter for himself and sat under it in the shade until he could see what would happen in the city." So he was waiting for something really bad to happen to the Ninevites. He was waiting for God to strike them down. But God had compassion. And so verse 6, "So the Lord God appointed a plant, and it grew over Jonah to be a shade over his head, to deliver him from his discomfort. And Jonah was extremely happy about the plant." So even though Jonah was mad at God for not striking the Ninevites, God still gave comfort to Jonah by providing a plant to give him shade and comfort to him. And sometimes we are like that. Sometimes we want other people to go through, maybe through hell, because of what they have done. But God is gracious. He will supply with a word that will satisfy that person who has wronged us, and maybe bring them into repentance, so that they can find the salvation that we have in God. And so I'm going to continue on verse 7. It says, "But God appointed a worm when dawn came the next day, and he attacked the plant, and it withered. When the sun came up, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head, so that he became faint and begged with all his soul to die, saying, 'Death is better to me than life.'" So he would rather die than to see what God has done, how his forgiveness took over this Assyrian country, the Assyrian, the Ninevites people. We ought to be grateful, When God forgives a sinner, as it says in the word, that God, there's a feast in heaven when a sinner repents. And so we ought to be thankful here on earth when a sinner repents, even if it's an enemy of us. It's hard to sometimes to see that, but God has compassion. He knows who He came to save. He knows who He came to redeem. And He just uses His children to find others to know Him better. So let's continue. Verse 9 says, "Then God said to Jonah, 'Do you have a good reason to be angry about the plant?' And he said, 'I have good reason to be angry, even to death.'" So he was really angry at God. He was extremely angry. He preferred to die than to find rest or thankfulness to God for saving the Ninevites. And so verse 10, it says, "Then the Lord said, 'You had compassion on the plant for which you did not work, or in which you did not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. Shall I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and left hand, as well as many animals?'" So God had compassion over 120,000 people, over 120,000 people. And so He had compassion over them. He has compassion over all of us here in this world. 8.2 or 8.3 billion people. God has compassion over all of us. And He wants everyone to be saved. And those who are believers are to proclaim His truth, are to proclaim His light, His sacrifice at the cross, as He did, Jesus did on a day such as this. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father now, and He will come again to rescue those He has sent a message or a word to heal them and to rescue them from death, eternal death. Jesus conquered death at the cross, and He has given His life for us to find it, for us to live it completely in His surrender and in His love. So I'm going to leave it there for today. I hope you have some time over to read Jonah chapter 4 and see what you can learn from it, and see what the Lord instructs you, counsels you, and teaches you, and also what you may be able to apply. And once again, this is a Good Friday. It wasn't Good Friday at the time, or it is not still, but it's a great opportunity for us to find surrender and admit that we are sinners, and that only by the sacrifice of what they done, such as this, that Christ did at what Christ did at the cross, we can find salvation, we can find reconciliation to the Father. So have a wonderful Good Friday and a beautiful Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Stay encouraged, stay uplifted. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.